yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So I was looking at a tweet, X post, whatever you want to call it, from my good friends at Codify Baseball, and it was a picture of Stephen Vogt, and it said highest winning percentage for a manager who managed more than five MLB games since World War II, and then it said Stephen Vogt at 71.4%. Well, as you know, the Cleveland Guardians are off to a very, very good start. So how good? How good a start, you ask? Well, not only a good enough start for us to have multiple interviews, not only last week, but this week, but a good enough start to have the best record in all of baseball. 15-6 as we sit here right now, 15 wins with a new manager, guy who took over for Terry Francona. And so we just wanted to resurface a couple conversations that we had in the previous week. One with Guardians President of Baseball Operations Chris Antonetti talking about the hiring of Vogt, and then one with Vogt himself talking about just get his mindset about bringing up players to get a little bit of a perspective from the manager himself. So first you're going to hear Chris Antonetti talk about the what went into actually identifying Stephen Vogt as the right guy, and then right after that you're going to hear Vogt talk about bringing up players and how that dynamic's different, how the challenges are for young players coming up. I think it's for people looking to get a better perspective of what's going on with the Guardians in the manager's chair. This is a good Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. Here you go.
When you looked at this team, and you obviously you a big part of it too as a new manager, and I know you've probably been asked about this a million times, so I apologize. But it's when you're looking for the right fit. I mean, obviously Tito is right. Tito would have been right fit for a lot of teams, but he was the right fit. I mean, it just was. And that's, I think, a big part of a manager in Major League Baseball. When you're looking for that fit, you, like you said, you have a young team, they're growing. When you look at Steven, like, why was that the right fit?
Well, if you rewind back to the end of last year, I mean, it's a daunting task to think about hiring someone following Terry Francona. He, you know, has a Hall of Fame caliber manager, an incredible person. He and I developed a great friendship and partnership over 11 plus years. And to think about that next chapter was daunting. But once we got past that, we tried to really be thoughtful about what is it that we as an organization need moving forward. And what we honed in on is ideally finding a leader who shared our beliefs, our vision, our values, that had an appreciation for who we are as an organization, but at the same time could bring new ideas, new energy to help us build on the foundation that's here, challenge us to get better in different ways. And it was really energizing to go through the process and talk with a number of extraordinary leaders throughout the game. And to ultimately hire Steven and bring him on board has been energizing for me. It's been energizing for our organization because we think we found that right person that has that appreciation for what we've been, but can also lead us moving forward in our next chapter, and we're thrilled to have him.
How long did it take you to get, you said you know he's moving on, you know you're going to have to replace him, and then you started thinking about exactly all the things you said. How long did it take for you to sort of zero in yourself of not necessarily the guy, but the fit?
Well, we didn't know Steven at the outset of this process, so we spent quite a bit of time on, you know, we had a pretty rigorous interview process that involved questionnaires, Zoom interviews, in-person interviews, follow-up calls, but the biggest part for us was, you know, calling people around the game and understanding about the candidates and what they're like. And it was extraordinary when you call around the game and hear how people describe Steven as a leader, as a teammate, as a human being. And, you know, as we went through the process, we felt that that was the right decision for us, and we're elated that he's leading our organization.
I talked about Cashy. I mean, Cashy was, you know, a bullpen coach for you. Before that, he was, you know, a scout for the Blue Jays, certainly an outside-the-box sort of guy or perceived. Do you think that, and you know, Steven maybe is a little viewed that same way a little bit, but do you think that baseball is more accepting of it because of maybe successes Like, I mean, it doesn't even matter if baseball accepts it. It's good or bad, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, again, I have enough challenge trying to figure out what makes sense for the Cleveland Guardians, let alone thinking about, like, what's the right thing for all 30 teams. But we felt it was the right thing for us, and we acknowledge, and Steven's the first to acknowledge, that he doesn't have a ton of coaching and manager reps in the seat. But he's spent his life preparing for this, in the way in which he approached every game as a player, as a catcher, as a teammate. The times when he wasn't playing and injured, he was around great managers picking their brain. And he spent a lot of time thinking about leadership and culture and building a cohesive team. And, you know, I think that's been evident to us in the early going. And again, like I said, he also has that great combination of self-confidence and experience that he earned as a player, but the humility to also know that he doesn't know everything, and he's constantly looking to learn and grow and be better tomorrow than he is today.
All right. I think just the level of talent in today's game, you know, you're coming up and people already have a book on you. You know, there's, when we came up, not a whole lot of information they knew about us as young players. But now the scouting and the information we have on the computer, kind of know a little bit about the players when they get here. But it's also, you've been being talked about from the time you were in the minor leagues. We were never talked about through the minor leagues. So there's a lot more pressure. There's a lot more clout with you when you get here. And there's all eyeballs on you. Whereas before, when you were a rookie, you just kind of blended in and had time to settle in.
How do you, from your perspective?
Go out and be yourself.
Go out and be yourself.
Yeah. Don't play. Do what got you here.
Yeah.
You got yourself here. No one got you here.
Yeah.
You earned your way here. Now go play the way you know how.
And the last thing is it easier now? I've had this conversation a lot with guys, how it changed the last 10 years, the acceptance. If you're here, you're here to help us, right? Where it used to be, go sit in the corner. You know, has that dynamic helped?
I think it helps a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I think there's some of the old school stuff that I wish was still around.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you're here, you're part of the team. You're going to go out and help us win tonight. So let's get you comfortable and have some respect for the people who have been here longer. But go get comfortable and go be yourself.
I appreciate it. Yep. Thank you. Yep.